Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. This is the next in our series on going deeper in prayer. And in this episode, what are you praying for? Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those who we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. There's a fun book by E. Nesbitt in which a group of children find a wishing fairy who will grant them one wish a day, anything they want, but it only lasts for that day. And every day, the same thing happens. First, the kids wish for something, then the fairy grants their wish, and then things go horribly wrong. They wish to be the most beautiful people on earth, and then no one recognizes them, so they're shut out of their own home and go hungry all day. Then they wish for a lot of gold, and when they try to buy things with it, people call the police, they end up in jail, and they go hungry all day. They wish for wings, and then they fly around, fall asleep on top of a church steeple, and when they wake up, the wings are gone, and they're trapped up on the parapet, and they go hungry all day long. The story illustrates the old saying, be careful what you wish for, because if you wish for the wrong thing, even if you get it, things won't turn out well. With that in mind, here's an important question. What are you asking God for in your prayers? What do you hope to get from God? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Of course, we can pray to God for all kinds of things, including practical things. We can pray for good health, or success in our ventures, or that we sell a house, or that our kids get into a certain college, or that a loved one recovers from cancer. And we can pray for all kinds of spiritual things, too. We can pray for God's clear guidance in a certain decision. We can pray that He take away some vice. And we can pray that He let us feel His presence and His love. But at the end of the day, it might be that He knows that any of those things, at least right now, may not be the main thing that will best contribute to our ultimate long-term happiness. And what we all really want is to be happy, isn't it? So that should be the main thing we're asking God for, since that is ultimately the thing we want. But then, what does happiness actually mean? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Happiness is actually very simple, and it always has two ingredients. First, encountering something good, and second, being able to appreciate it. That's it. Every experience of happiness, great or small, happens when we encounter something good and we're capable of delighting in it. But this also explains why we're so often unhappy. The problem is not that God is absent. God already dwells in your soul by grace. The problem is we don't perceive him. And even if we did, we probably wouldn't know how to appreciate him. Now, everyone wants to be happy, but no thing of this world, no matter how good, can ever be enough. Because everything in this world's limited. It's imperfect. It's temporary. God alone is the infinite, perfect, and everlasting good. Only he can satisfy the deepest desire of the human heart. So, theoretically, we know we need God to be happy. But practically, we all love or want something other than God. The great spiritual masters all agree on this uncomfortable truth. We all want two or three things more than we love God. We give them our attention, our energy, our time. That's what love is. And when those things are threatened, we become anxious, angry, afraid. We wake up at 3 a.m. thinking about these things, and when we lose them or are prevented from having them, we become overly discouraged. These are the things we constantly think about. These are the things we ask for from God in prayer, and without realizing it, they're actually our distractions in prayer, because we are asking God for what cannot make us happy. So what should we be asking for? We should be asking for God himself. We should be praying not just that he come to us, but that he heal us, purify us of our disordered loves, remove our blindness, and enlarge our hearts, so that when he comes, we can appreciate him. Please, God, purify me of my disordered loves so that I might love you and pray for and wish for you above all things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Christ is the supreme infinite good brought to earth in human form. But he hasn't only come as the supreme good, the fulfillment of all desire and the object of all happiness. He's also come to be the cure for our sin, the antidote to our disordered attachments and our fears and our spiritual insensitivity that makes us indifferent to God. Scripture tells us to taste and see the goodness of the Lord. But Christ isn't just sweetness and beauty. He's also the agent who removes the foul coating from our tongues and the scales from our eyes. He brings both sweetness and the capacity for taste. He brings both hypnotic beauty and the power of sight. Christ, our Savior and our God, is both the capacity for happiness and happiness itself. He's the one we should be praying for. Christ is what we should be asking God for. He is the only thing we should have on our Christmas wish list. Because, it turns out, he's all we could ever want. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The kids in that children's book didn't know what to ask for. They didn't know what they should want. So the things they ended up wishing for always backfired. So what should our concrete resolution be? First, we all need to figure out what we spend the most time wanting, what we spend the most time wishing for, what we spend the most time asking God for. And then once we realize it's actually not God, then we need to turn to him and say, Lord, I don't need those things. I need you. I need you more, Lord. And then every time you find yourself anxious or afraid or angry or overly down about some worldly thing, turn to the Lord and say, I don't need this, Lord. I just need you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host,
By the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what struck you with that meditation? What caught your attention?
You know, it's not really just a genie scenario when it comes to our prayers. You know, the whole joke about making three wishes with a genie is that the genie always tries to trick you. But it's not like God does just give us exactly what we want and then it turns out terribly. But what does happen, I noticed, looking back on the things I've prayed for that have frustrated me the most, is that I'm really specific about what I want. And then if things don't turn out specifically as I want, I'm frustrated with God.
Yes.
But if you kind of change the way you pray, and for instance, you're praying more for discernment, or to pray to want God's will in that thing, or just praying for God's will to be done in that thing, then you really dodge a scenario in which you end up frustrated by the answer to that prayer.
Yeah.
And it's not so much about outsmarting some genie as it is outsmarting our own attachment.
That's totally it. You know, one of the most important principles of the spiritual life is called detachment.
Mm-hmm.
All that simply means is be attached to God.
Mm-hmm.
And be less attached to everything else.
Because it's okay to be honest with God and say, how I'm feeling right now is that I really want this thing. Please help me to find peace. Please help me discern this thing. Versus, God, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah. We have to keep drilling into us. Or think of it this way. When we die, no, let me ask you a question. Do you expect to be perfectly happy in heaven?
That's an interesting question. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, wait a minute. You're going to leave everything here behind,
mm-hmm.
even your own body,
mm-hmm.
and you're going into heaven, which is mm-hmm. simply heaven is that you possess God perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
That's all but you possess God perfectly. You don't have anything that was here,
mm-hmm.
and you expect to be happy?
Good riddance.
We do.
Yeah.
We know we'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But we possess God already, and we're always unhappy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because for one thing, I think we have here the option of everything else all the time.
Yeah. But this is, we are, through prayer, training, God's training us about what real happiness is.
Mm-hmm.
To possess God completely, which can begin in this life, because that's exactly what contemplation and infused prayer is. And we're all made for it. So please, God, no matter how much it hurts, purify us of the things that we want more than you so that we can possess you in a greater way and therefore be perfectly happy. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.